Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Q, 88.9 FM. And it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
And did you get a chance to go to the movies this week, Melanie?
Yes, I did.
Great.
But I, truth be told, there were not too many. In fact, there were like no movies that I was really dying to see.
Really? Okay.
Because, well, partly because I knew that in another couple of days there's going to be a whole bunch of movies coming.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I can live without movies. However, having said that, I did go to the movies because my son said he was really wanting to see the Spider-Man animated film.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it's gotten very, very, very good reviews for a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Well, for anything, and it's a, you know, it's a long cartoon. It's about 2 hours of animation.
Okay.
So I stepped out of my comfort zone and into this long animation, and it's really good.
Good.
It's again really not something that I would ordinarily go out of my way to see. Mm-hmm. I've seen a bunch of Spider-Man things already, and this one is fully animated. It's not partially animated and partially real, fully animated, with a wonderful voice cast. People who do the voices of the, and there's quite a few characters, are all excellent. In any event, it's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And in a nutshell, the movie concerns a young man named Miles, who is bitten by a radioactive spider and starts to develop Spider-Man-like qualities. But there is already a Spider-Man, and whom he idolizes. And he's very cute, actually. He's this kind of young black kid who's at a private school and he's not happy there, but he's obviously a good student and so on. But he ends up becoming he obviously plays a pivotal role in what's going on, in especially in taking down the big guy whose name is Kingpin. And Kingpin is trying to bring his, he has a couple of, I think his wife and son, who are, he blames Spider-Man for their demise, and so he's out to get him. But meanwhile, he's out to get everything else too. So he's got the, he has a kind of a dimension machine, and there are many dimensions besides ours, our world, our dimension. And it becomes clear after a little bit that Miles, our kind of new budding Spider-Man, is actually in a different dimension. And the real Spider-Man is blonde. It doesn't look quite right, but anyway, it took me a little while to catch on. I guess I'm not quite so conversant with the whole Spidey-verse. But anyway, the animation is so good. There's a lot going on the screen. It's actually a movie that you could go and see it a second time, maybe even a third, and just keep seeing new things and stuff that you missed on the first go-around. The animation has its sort of old style and new style, and quite awe-inspiring, I must say. And I do kind of like cartoons, but I don't always like it when there's just too much going on. One of the things they talk here is in the review is frenetic sequences of animated action violence. And yes, there were frenetic sequences of many things, but I enjoyed it.
Good.
I surprised myself
okay.
and my son, who was with me, and I said, yeah, that really was good. And he had already started to make plans to see it again with he's heading off soon, and he's going to go see it again in about a week. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure I'm at that point yet, but if someone said, oh, let's go see it, and I said, oh, yeah, I might want to see it again, just to catch those things that I missed. Mm. And there's just so much stuff happening. Well, just to give you an idea of who are the voice characters, you have, well, the young man, Miles Morales, is somebody I've never heard of called Shameik Moore. And then there's the second Spider-Man, Peter B. Parker, and his name is Jake Johnson. There's a Haley Steinfeld, who's actually kind of a known quantity, and Mahershala Ali has a role, and he was in the Green Book, the movie that I have been urging everyone to see. Mm-hmm. He played the one of the two leads in that movie, and he's always good. Lily Tomlin has a role, a voice role. Zoe Kravitz, John Mulaney, Nicolas Cage. They didn't skimp on the voice talent. Let's put it that way. There's lots and lots of people that you would say, oh yeah, okay, I know that name, I know that voice, but I'm not sure who it is, mm-hmm. which is something I tend to do a lot of. Anyway, so I would recommend Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. There's a kind of a message to it as well, having to do with, well, I won't tell you what the message is, but there's a message there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind movies with messages, then definitely catch this one. And especially if you are going with teenagers and beyond, they might get quite a lot out of it. So that would be I would recommend that one. And in terms of the movies that are local, we have several that are on their way out, and in fact, by the time you listen to this, they will be gone. Boy Erased is going to be, they won't be there anymore. Creed 2, although it looks to me as if that had moved into the French only category, that will be gone. And Beautiful Boy, which I did see, and I think I also recommended that. Anyway, it will be too late for that one. Good thing is that there are now they're either there now, like Mary Poppins Returns, mm-hmm. or they are coming very shortly. Really good, essentially big budget movies. So Mary Poppins is there now. It says French only, but I think that's a mistake. I can't believe they would do that. The Spider-Man movie is there. The Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule, is there only in French. Robin Hood, which I didn't get to see or want to see, is gone. So let's have a look at the important stuff, which is what will be there, there being the Maison de Cinema, in the category called Upcoming Movies. Mm-hmm. Mary Poppins has begun.
Okay, so that will be there on Friday.
That will certainly be there on Friday, and probably for a couple of weeks afterwards.
Nice.
And getting good reviews.
Good.
People are liking it. It's mm-hmm. it's really similar to the original Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. And it's Disney and all that. But if you at all liked the first Mary Poppins, I think you're likely to like the second one. Emily Blunt plays Mary. Julie Andrews had been the previous Mary, and that was sort of one of her iconic roles. So mm-hmm. Emily would have a kind of a big Mary Poppins shoes to fill, to take on the role, and I'm sure she does very well. So this is called Mary Poppins Returns. It's there now. Aquaman, big budget, spectacular. Aquaman is there starting on Friday. So for those of you at home listening, it's probably today. French and English, so mm-hmm. choose your language. Another movie starting also on Friday, and one that I am really quite looking forward to, is called Welcome to Marwen with Steve Carell.
Okay.
The trailers that I've seen make it look really kind of interesting. Mm. It's a man, Steve mm-hmm. Carell, I wouldn't call him necessarily a young man at this point, has been beaten up and apparently very traumatized. And he devises, he creates his own little world of characters. Mm-hmm. And the movie is sort of, it's from the characters who are like plastic or Play-Doh or something. Mm-hmm. And then reality. And anyway, it looks kind of unique. So I thought, I like Steve Carell, and this story sounds like a good a change from the usual. Bumblebee, which is a prequel to the Transformers movies that we all had lots of over the past few years. Bumblebee is a great big yellow Transformer. And if you love Transformers, and there are many people out there who love Transformers, then this would be a must see. I personally may not see it, but I'm sure people who do will enjoy it. There's a movie that they don't mention. This is kind of peculiar. Like, it's just one of those glitches where they don't mention this movie, but I happen to know that it's coming. It was in their newsletter, but it's not on the site. But it's a movie called The Favorite, and it's also starting on Friday night. And the director, the filmmaker, is the filmmaker who brought us 2 or 3 years ago a very unusual film called The Lobster. And that movie inspired us to give lobster ratings to all the movies that we see.
Okay, that's the inspiration.
Was this movie called The Lobster. So with this, the filmmaker now has this new movie, The Favorite, and I'm not sure if it's quite as unusual as The Lobster was. The Lobster was just an off-the-wall, totally unexpected movie. And this one looks like it might be a little more accessible, but is set in, it looks to be England in the, some years ago.
Okay.
And it seems to be mostly women. And the two women, one is Rachel Weisz, who was in The Lobster, and Emma Stone, who's a very hot property these days. And they play two of the women. So I'm sure that I will absolutely go and see it, probably very soon, with these friends who were so fond of The Lobster. I'm not 100% sure it will be of great interest to men. Mm-hmm. It looks a little chick flicky, but I will only know once I've been to see it or at least have read a few more reviews. So that's what's there now. There's four English movies. Actually, a fifth one, because I'm pretty sure that this movie, The Favorite, is there, but for whatever reason, it's not on their website.
Okay.
So if need be, you could just, if you say, oh, I'd really like to see that, but I can't find it on your website, you might do well to call the theater and say, what about this movie, The Favorite, that I've been hearing about? Because I do think that will be well worth a watch. There are a bunch more movies coming, but not just yet. The one that people are probably going to be talking about a lot, it arrives on December 20th, Christmas Day, and it's called Vice, with Christian Bale and Amy Adams and Steve Carell. Can't get too far away from Steve Carell these days if you go to the movies. And it's about Dick Cheney, who was the vice president when George W. Bush was president, and he was hugely contentious character. So I think that will be good fun when it comes, which will be Christmas Day. Beyond that, I think I'll just quickly return to the Rotten Tomatoes site. And not only did I like the Spider-Man movie, but in fact most viewers and most critics liked it. I mean, it was, the tomato meter score is 97%.
Oh my goodness.
Which is almost off the charts.
It is, yeah.
And the audience score, 95%. I can give you a little critics consensus here. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse matches bold storytelling with striking animation for a purely enjoyable adventure with heart, humor, and plenty of superhero action. So, don't let the fact that it's a feature-length cartoon scare you away. It is definitely worth seeing. The others, Bumblebee is doing very well in terms of audience appeal. Mary Poppins Returns is doing pretty well, but it's not up in that 90% range, which surprises me. So, you just never know. And make up your own mind. If you... My husband, for example, refuses to read or listen to reviews because he said, I don't really care
okay.
what they think. If it looks to me like it's of interest, then I will go and make up my own mind. So good for him.
And, yeah, that's
and
a good
attitude.
Good
for all of you who feel that way,
mm-hmm.
Which makes my job. Anyway, pay attention to what I have to say, because if nothing else, I at least tell you what's playing and what I would recommend that you go and see. You don't have to listen to me. Okay, so I think that's it for now. The next show will deal with those several movies that are beginning on Friday.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.
At the Movies with Mel, we'll be taking a break for the holidays, and we'll be back on January 4th on The Cube 88.9 FM. Melanie Cutting wishes everybody a wonderful holiday.